the mayor of Naperville is Steve Chirico. Hey, Steve, welcome back. You're on WGN Radio. How are you today, Steve?
Hey. Hello, how are you doing today?
Pretty good. I talked to a couple of restaurant owners in Joliet and Frankfort, New Lenox area earlier this morning, just asking them about what it's like being able to open up in Will County and Kankakee County. Now, you're in DuPage County mostly, right?
Well, yeah, about a third of our city is in Will County as well, so South Naperville as well.
That's weird. So will some of the restaurants in Naperville be able to open up to 25% and some not then?
Yeah, they will. They will. And, you know, I'm happy for the Will County restaurant owners because last time it was the other way around where DuPage County restaurants were able to stay open and Will got shut down. And, you know, a couple of those restaurants are right on the border. And so, you know, they're looking across the street at a restaurant they could open and they couldn't. It was, you know, the way it works sometimes. But so I'm happy for our South Naperville restaurant owners who are able to, at this point, at least start to partially reopen.
Well, the virus could walk across the street. I mean, what do you make of that? If one guy on one side of the road can open up, should the guy on the other side of the road be able to open up too, Steve?
You know, I honestly think this whole thing targeting restaurants is misguided. I mean, the data certainly just does not support it, and I've been arguing the whole time that we're focusing in the wrong spot. From my perspective, you know, all of the infection and certainly all of the you know, the deaths have been, you know, not all, predominantly have been in our seniors, 80% or 82% in the Naperville area. And, you know, that's long-term care facilities. And so, you know, from my perspective, let's focus on where the, you know, we're having the most fatalities and try to make a difference. But, you know, I don't make those decisions, so it is what it is. But I think you're right. To answer your question, you know, why across the street, is it okay? And it's not on this side. So,
how important is the restaurant business to Naperville? When I think of Naperville, I think of a really robust restaurant district. What has that meant to you all?
Yeah, outside of Chicago, Naperville is the number one restaurant destination in the state of Illinois. So it's pretty impressive, and we know that because of our food and beverage numbers that come through that we can compare them to other municipalities. And so it's a really important industry here. It's thousands of jobs, and you know, obviously it's a big part of why people come and visit our community because we have really great restaurants.
You guys have been then closed down since November, right?
Yeah, I mean, they've been creative. We've got outdoor igloos, and someone put train cars out there for outdoor dining.
I saw that. Which is weird, too. But by the way, Steve, I just have to insert this because the people that have the clear igloos, I know that that's only you in there, but it's it seems to me like it's the same thing, but in a different location. A train car is an enclosed space. That's why you're going into the train car.
Yeah. You know, it's crazy. I mean, you know, all the things the restaurants are trying to do to stay in business, basically, right? And so it doesn't make sense, but it is, you know, it's a little bit of a workaround. But, you know, again, it's sort of survival mode.
Well, have restaurants in Naperville been sort of ignoring it? And what has your police department been doing about that?
You know, I'll tell you, we are speaking with our health department, the county health department. It's their rules. And I have, you know, I speak to them every Monday at 10 o'clock. And, you know, we say, hey, look, you know, do you need our assistance? And if so, where? And what they have asked for in terms of compliance and enforcement is what they term super spreader events. And they've kind of defined that for us as 50 or more, gathering, no masks, no social distancing. So basically completely ignoring all the rules. They have not requested any assistance on enforcement with restaurants. So I gather that they, at this point, don't feel that it's been a big enough problem to focus resources towards.
The heck of a judgment call, then, for a restaurant owner who knows that he can get away with it, maybe his neighbor is, but he feels an obligation to play by the letter of the law, not just the spirit of the law. So one guy's not making any money, and somebody else is maybe making 25, 50%. That's just such a weird metric or situation, isn't it?
It is. It's too bad we have to put them in this situation as well. I mean, I guess this is always sort of true. You know, when you think about it, you know, restaurants, you know, I suppose always are sort of playing on that, or any business, you know, playing in the gray area a little bit. And, you know, some are very, very much by the book. So,
Well, do you have any influence? I mean, when do you think the rest of Naperville will be able to open up?
I wish I had that influence. I certainly tried, and I think I got to a point where the state doesn't want to hear from me anymore. But you know what? We are getting close. Region 8, which is DuPage County and King County, is tracking the right way. We have green signs in two of the three metrics. The third one is our capacity at our hospitals. And unfortunately, it's a regional capacity. Our local hospital does have capacity in the right amount, which is above 20%. Mm-hmm. But regionally, we still haven't met that metric. And I think the soonest we could meet it is in 5 days.
5 days from today.
Yeah, if we continue to track the same direction, I think we could meet it in 5 days.
What do you think about that? Do you have a crystal ball on that? Do you think that so by the 26th, maybe?
Well, everything is going the right direction, you know, and I think it certainly appears that we have a good shot at it. Yeah, I hope we can make it.
Yeah, yeah. What are the people in Naperville telling you? Are they fed up, or are they kind of trying to hope everybody abides by the strictest measures so that you can get through this? I don't know what that question means, but what are you hearing from the citizens?
No. Right, two different camps, much like what you know your listeners have kind of showed you know reached out to you at. There are some that are still just, you know, absolutely they don't want to go back to kids going to school. They don't want anybody outside without masks. They don't want businesses to be open. They want everything shut down until this is, you know, 100% gone. And you know, then you have other people who are like, you know, I know how to take care of myself.
Yeah, right.
You know, I've been working every day. I've been, you know, I wear a mask. I wash my hands. I know how to take care of myself. And, you know, I don't know what the big deal is here. So, and, you know, I fall sort of in the middle. I mean, I think some reasonable safety precautions and protocols put in place make sense. I'm an essential worker. As mayor, I've been to work every single day doing my job here at City Hall through the pandemic, and as have all of our city employees. We have 950 employees that are, you know, frontline workers, you know, ambulance drivers who are transporting COVID patients back and forth. And, you know, so we had to put safety protocols in place to protect these people. And we have, and we've been extremely successful. Very few of our employees, in fact, to my knowledge, none of our employees have transmitted COVID through work. We're confident in that because we haven't had two people from the same department get sick.
Steve Cherico is on a phone line. He's the mayor of Naperville. What about the schools there then, Steve? Are the schools open in your town?
I believe they just open in a hybrid fashion. And again, this is the same kind of a split that I was just talking about with the reaction to COVID. You know, some people are like it should be 100% in school, in person, and others are like it should be nothing until this is 100% safe. So, I mean, we have it all over the place. And again, I think from my perspective on that, and again, I don't have any influence really over our school board. It's a independently elected board. So, I think they should make it available full time in person for people who want it.
I do too,
and feel comfortable. And those who don't allow them to continue to do it remotely.
I want to read a couple of. Go ahead, Steve. Finish that thought.
And teachers, the same thing. I think the teachers who are uncomfortable with it, you do the remote instruction, and those ones who are comfortable with it go in person.
A lot of our listeners are saying, I call BS, John. Every restaurant in Naperville is open for inside dining. Hey, John Williams, what about all the restaurants in St. Charles? Completely open. They've ignored the quarantine rule. 630. I've seen restaurants in downtown Naperville operating as though nothing was wrong. Another one. There has been no enforcement in Naperville. This one says, my grandson works in Naperville at a restaurant. They haven't closed at all. I'm not going to say the name. Steve, what do you say to all of those text messages, Mr. Mayor?
It's true. I mean, and the thing is that we have a lot of restaurants also that have outdoor dining still, several of them. And we have some that are sort of hybrid situations. I can think of one that's got an outdoor, like, covered tunnel that they closed up, and, they have been serving inside there. It meets the rules. Part of the rules also, according to the health department, were if you have doors or a wall that opens up to the outside, then tables that are just inside that area can be used. So, I mean, there's And again, as I said, we have the igloos, we have the train cars, we've got you name it. They've been coming up with different types of ways to try to have operate within the law and safely, but stay in business.
Well, you use the phrase workaround, and I think that's about right. I think some of the people are finding ways to follow the letter of the law, but not the spirit, but they're still open. And dining is generally more distanced, and dining is generally breezier, and it's cooler. And some people still want to go out in those conditions. I was on the west side of Chicago not that long ago, in the West Loop, picking up some food, and I was amazed at how many people were having full dinners, drinking margaritas. And they were sitting in these sort of indoor-outdoor igloo situations with heating lamps. They still had their coats, mittens, and hats and gloves on as they're holding their cold drinks. People were that anxious to eat at a restaurant.
You are 100% correct. I mean, last night I was driving down Van Buren Street or downtown.
Yeah.
People are outside sitting at tables.
You can see your breath. As a rule, we tend not to eat at restaurants where you can see your breath, but people are that's how anxious they are to do it. And, you know, I think that we all have the ability to change our views on this thing as the pandemic and our thoughts evolve at the same time. And where I was a ball buster at first, I'm like, you guys, you were bad people. And I'm not eating indoors, but I feel so bad for the restaurants that aren't getting enough help, that if they and their customers want to open up in a limited, uncomfortable fashion, I don't want the police chasing them down. I do not want the cops in Naperville knocking on their doors.
Yeah, we're not going to be arresting business owners for, you know, trying to make a living. And I will tell you that these restaurants owners have invested a lot of money in, you know, air filtration systems, and you know they've spread out their tables, they've put up plexiglass, they've put up hand sanitizer stations. They do a great job of sanitizing the tables in between and chairs in between customers. They've limited their customers to, you know, number. You know, they're doing all the things they can do to keep people safe, and I'm referring to throughout this whole COVID mitigation process. And I believe likely the ones who are continuing to work through this current situation are still doing everything they can to keep people safe, including their employees.
Steve Jericho is the mayor of Naperville, and we were just talking with various restaurant owners and mayors, in your case, about what it's like now. The Kankakee and Will counties are able to open up to 25% capacity, or 25 people, whichever is fewer. You said a third of your town is in Will County, but the restaurant district, I trust, is not. So there's just that sort of weird dilemma. You're hopeful that in 5 days they can open up. By the way, Steve, before I let you go, I would be remiss if I didn't ask you about your trip to Florida. Any last comments about that or I don't know, regrets? I mean, as we look back on that.
No regrets at all. I mean, we were careful. Again, I know how to protect myself. Our family was very careful. We followed all the rules. I don't know what kind of man wouldn't go to his daughter's wedding, but I sure wouldn't want that man for my mayor.
Well, you know, I was really angry at you when you did that, and maybe not as angry as you might have been at your niece, who sort of made a social media storm for you. But, you know, I don't know if it does me any good to harbor that. Let's just all move on. Have you sort of repaired your relationship with that side of the family?
Oh, you know what? I think that was just sort of a self-promotion thing for her new business, and, you know, that's... I'm not going to get into that at all, really. You know what? Yesterday was a good day. You know, I saw a picture in the Facebook today that the president and our new president and vice president, or I guess it was just our president and his family, in a family photo, and I don't have any problem with it. You know, it's they were obviously no masks. It was a very special day and a good moment, just as my day was with my family. So, you know, people need to just, I think, chill out a little bit when it comes to that kind of stuff.
T-minus 5 days, says the mayor in Naperville. I hope you guys can open up just as quickly as possible, maybe in five. So we'll be in touch. Thanks for your time today, Steve.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Bye now.
Steve Jericho is the mayor in Naperville.